What's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan in CBS News. That cough in Cleveland last week apparently was an ominous forerunner to Hillary Clinton's pneumonia diagnosis on Friday. Her campaign didn't make that public till Sunday after her wobbly exit from a 9/11 ceremony.
I think the transparency question with Hillary Clinton in particular, but both candidates, is what is their instinct? So when no one's looking, are they telling the truth? When they get caught, do they tell the truth? And finally, is there a group around them? Are they cocooned by people who protect them?
CBS News political director John Dickerson says the delay in disclosure only intensifies the questions for Clinton and her staff.
I think it's problematic on three reasons. One is the health question. Just how healthy is she? And there will be a lot of questions about let's see the full medical records. I think there's also the transparency question. What is their instinct in a moment like this? That's an Achilles heel for her candidacy, and this goes right at that central question voters have about her trust. And then finally, it's a distraction. They've been trying to pivot to talk about the solutions Hillary Clinton has for voters.
Health experts like our Dr. John LaPook say we don't know everything with what we have been told.
Now the question's going to be details about the pneumonia. What kind of pneumonia is it? Is it caused by a virus? Is it caused by bacteria? Do we know how big it is, how extensive it is? These are questions that need to be asked.
Clinton is 68, Donald Trump 70, less than 2 months from the election, and neither candidate has released detailed health records. Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.